Hi, welcome back, and it's Deanne, the second half of the program with a new twist to things that are happening in the world, and we're going to move this conversation to what just happened just recently in Chicago. It was reported in the press there was 100,000 people that marched on Chicago protesting immigration reform bills. But the fact was, it wasn't 100,000. It was 500,000 people. 500,000 people came to Chicago. It was hailed as one of the biggest pro-immigration rallies in the U.S. history. There were people from all around the world here because of a reform bill that is outrageous. I'm saying to you, the listener, how would you feel if the President of the United States gets on the air waves just before he's, in office and after, stating that he's opening the border lines to allow immigration from Mexico into the United States? And once the people come across the border line, they're allowed to work only. They have no rights to drive. They have no rights to do anything because they have no identification, no ID, no nothing, no immigration status whatsoever, but they're allowed here to work. They work here in jobs, some of them underpaid, to say the least. And to get to and from work, they need transportation. They need a car to drive, just like you and I. They get a vehicle. They buy a car. They go out and attempt to go back and forth to work, and they're stopped. People are watching them on the road, and they know when they see them, just like they have done with African-Americans, and they pull them over, and they stop them, and they confiscate their car because they have no legal right to drive a car because they have no driver's license. And they take them to court and charge them with $500 and up fines. This is one level. This other level is that if you are on a street or anywhere and you are involved with talking to or being knowledgeable of an individual that is an illegal immigrant that does not have his papers, you can be arrested along with them. And there's more and more and more to this story, but I want a person that's an expert to come forth and tell you more of why people were here marching. She is a wonderful woman. She's an activist. She's been in Chicago for years and has done a lot. And she was the person that helped and put this huge rally together. And she's on the line. She's in Mexico right now. And her name is Emma Lozano. Emma, are you there? Emma?
Opportunity.
Hello, Emma?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Emma. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to talk to the audience.
Well, I thank you very much for coming on. Now, tell the listeners, what is going on? 500,000 people, Chicago. Now, what happened? Why did you put this together? Why did this rally come together in Chicago?
Well, there's legislation that has already passed the House in Congress. It's already passed, and it's now being debated in the Senate. And this legislation basically calls for a wall to be built between Mexico and the United States. Part of this wall has been already constructed throughout the years, but now they're trying to close off the borders completely in the name of Homeland Security, but as well.
I'm going to have to stop you right here. We're going to commercial. We'll be right back with your story and what is going on Late Night with Deanne, live on RBN Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Well, we're back, and here's Deanne live on RBN Live Radio. If you want to email me, do so at deanneburley@yahoo.com. If you want to check out my guest, go to deanne.co.nr, or to visit my blogger, which is deanneburley.blogspot.com. And we're back with Emma. We're talking about the issue of what is going on, this wall that they're trying to build in Mexico. And if you want to call in, have questions, please do so. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Emma, now,
yes.
You're saying that they're getting ready to put up a wall, like the Berlin Wall, preventing people from Mexico from crossing over the border.
Exactly. But, you know, the issues are, the crisis is here in the United States. We have over 12 million undocumented immigrants living, working, raising their families right here in the United States. We have situations where everybody in the family is a United States citizen except for one of the parents. And even possibly already in the process of legalizing their status, but for some small infraction of the law, because the law is flawed, they're being separated and uprooted, and their families are being destroyed because one of the parents then gets deported. Like in the case of Maria Isabel Benitez, she was 4.5 months pregnant, goes to her very last interview with her U.S. citizen husband and all their children that are born here in this country. She's 4.5 months pregnant, goes to her very last interview so that she can become a legal permanent resident. And while she's there, she is handcuffed, put leg irons on, and deported in front of her kids. Why? Because if you are adjusting your status, under the laws that exist now, before this other legislation could be passed, under the laws that exist now, if you leave the country before 5 years, there is no flexibility whatever. If you leave the country, upon your return, you are deportable if you are caught. And in her case, her mother was critically ill and dying, and she had to make that choice if she was going to be with her mother, and she did. You know, which is the right choice, you know, for the morally, you know, one should be with the loved one when they're in time of need. And she left the country, went to Mexico to be with her mother. And upon return, she was stopped and detained. And then later on, they let her come through anyway. She came across the border. And then later on, upon her last interview, after paying all the fees of immigration and everything else on her last interview, they say that she violated the law and therefore is now deportable. And we finally got her back through a humanitarian visa because it was a high-risk pregnancy. And she has everything here, insurance, husband, house, her children and everything. But that visa runs out in a year. With Elvira Arellano, there was 8 federal agents showed up to her house. She's a single mom. Her son was 4 years old at the time. She worked at the airport cleaning planes, and they were seeking terrorists. So 8 federal agents show up to her house and arrest her, and she's in deportation proceedings. Her son is a United States citizen. All of these problems already exist, and now they're talking about worsening the immigration law with the Sensenbrenner bill, the one that I was discussing with you, where let's say you were on the street and you bought a paleta or an elote, and knowingly that, you know, that person is undocumented, or if a priest gives mass to the undocumented, they would be committing a felony. You know, and if there's 12 million people that are in this country undocumented, they're obviously all part of the culture and fabric of this nation and touch many, you know, extended community, you know?
Well, this is really interesting because I want to ask you about something, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, I miss things, there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true that the president at one point said that he was going to open the borders and allow immigration from Mexico here for workers that were undocumented?
Well, the president said that he was interested in a guest workers program, you know, and for people to be able to come in from Mexico or from other countries to fill those jobs that no one else that lives in this country want to fill. Senator Feinstein in California, she thought, you know, that she could actually find workers in California that were United States citizens that would go out into the fields and pick the produce, the fruits and the vegetables. And she found that after, you know, a study and going to the unemployment offices and those that were on assistance to try to recruit them to go out there and pick the fruits and vegetables, she found she could not. So the fact is that this country will always need somebody to come and work, you know, the agriculture of the country, and that because people in this country are not interested in doing that. But at the same time, this bill would say is that they could come in and work, but they could never, ever become permanent residents, and they could never have a road to citizenship. After your work and your sweat is used, there should always be a path so that you can improve. Therefore, like my father came here and he worked in the fields. He was a migrant worker, picked tomatoes, and that he was able then to move from that to becoming a steel worker and a better life for his children. And I think all of people who come to this country come with that to improve their lives, to make a life better for their children. And many of them obviously leave their country of origin because they can't make it happen in their own country.
So
their opportunities are not there.
So in other words, what's going on right now is that the people that are being allowed in are in some type of whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't even call it a visa, but they can come over here and work, pick and do things for the agricultural industry or whatever, but they don't have any other rights, period. Okay?
They don't have any other rights.
If their job ends, then they are subject to being kicked out of the United States.
And with the law that the legislation that just passed the House, if you were 45 days without a job, you would have to leave the country. And, you know, just the law is just so rigid in it, and it's so horrible that's why you saw over half a million people marching in Chicago, Illinois. That march was organized in less than 3 weeks. It was about 2.5 weeks. I went to a conference in Riverside, California, with organizations from California. They were studying the legislation that had just passed. I got a good idea of what it all entailed, and returned back to Chicago, called a small group of people together, and decided that we needed to march, and we wanted to coincide with the movement around the country to stop this legislation, which is H.R. 4437, which is Sensenbrenner's bill or legislation, and he's from Wisconsin. And so we decided to do that. We picked the date, and then I went and I spoke with Rafael Pulido, who's El Pistolero. He's one of the most popular DJs in Spanish radio, and he just started to have discussions over the radio, similar to what we're doing right now.
No, I'm going to
stop
you here.
That woke up the country.
I want to stop you here, and I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
There is an issue that people say all the time that, okay, well, they're allowing people to come over here, and they're taking all our jobs, all our American jobs away. What is the response to that? What do you have to say to people that think that way, that because they're allowing people to come in and migrate from other countries to work here, they're taking all the American jobs away?
There are so many jobs. Each year there are more and more jobs created. There is actually like a sucking sound on this side of in the United States, calling people to come and take these jobs, whether it's in agriculture or in the factories or in the service sector. And people are coming to fill those jobs, and those are the lower income jobs, and you know, jobs that pretty much others are not interested in taking, and that they're not stealing anybody's jobs.
Now, there's another thing, too, that people need to understand, too.
Mm-hmm.
These are lower-end jobs, and then there's the issue of the amount of money they receive from these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they can hardly afford homes, and they can just get vehicles. And now, because of these ridiculous laws they have out, they can't drive to and from work. They are in situations where their cars are being confiscated. They don't have legal permission to drive because they can't get driver's licenses. They can't get they can't get Illinois ID card because they have no papers to substantiate who they are. So what are they doing to try to work in some type of law to deal with that?
Diane, the truth is these are the worst laws in 50 years. If you remember, about 20 years ago, we had amnesty where about 3 million people were able to legalize. Well, there needs to be comprehensive immigration legislation passed now so that we could deal with these questions, because there's a lot of abuse and, just a violation of human rights towards these immigrants that are stopped, they're harassed. They have no basic rights. It's just it's like slavery. And it's, we have a situation where a 2-year-old baby is being deported. If she doesn't present herself in her country of origin by May the 10th, that this child is going to be considered a fugitive. And
a two-year-old.
A two-year-old, and her father's a U.S. citizen, but the mother is not, neither is the child. We have another situation in Chicago where the child is six. His name is Vladimir, and he's being deported. We're trying to bring these cases forward. We have actually 35 families.
Emma, I got to stop you again. We're going to another break, and we'll return and talk more about this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, and it's Deanne. The Late Nights with Deanne Show on RBN Live. We're here with this courageous woman that's doing a lot, activist, Chicago activist, and known to the Hispanic community, Emma Lozano. I've known her for years here, in fact, in Illinois. She's done some wonderful things, some wonderful work. We're talking about the issue of these immigration laws, what is happening, what caused 500,000 people to basically walk onto Chicago streets protesting a new bill that is going to really change for what we know, the immigration law, to standards that are basically outrageous. They're talking about putting up a wall similar to that that you would see in Moscow. Just outrageous things. And we have Emma, caller, that's in Texas. His name's Eric. Eric, you want to come on and ask Emma a question?
Yes.
Hello, Eric.
Hello. I just want to start by saying I admire your the culture of the Mexican, Southern Americans, and also the Hispanic And about this fence, though, you compare it to the Berlin, you know, the Berlin Wall, and I don't believe that's quite accurate. That was more to keep, you know, some people say keep people in versus keep people out. But I'm against the fence myself, simply for that reason. I mean, the things in America are getting so tough, and the road ahead is so grim, that the fence, I believe, is more for than just to keep out, you know, Mexicans. But my question is, I want to know if you ever heard of the Plan of San Diego.
I'm sorry.
It's called the Plan of San Diego.
The Plan of San Diego. No, I haven't, Eric. Could you tell me what that's about?
It's just. Have you ever heard of the groups like La Raza, Mecha?
Yes,
the like?
Yes, I have.
Well, La Raza, you know, their motto is, you know, everything for the race, you know, none. For the race, everything was for the, you know, nothing if you're out of the race or something like that. But my concern is that this Plan of San Diego, it calls for it's to replace in San Diego, Texas, actually not California, where all men 14 and older would be killed, and kind of like the Reconquista movement, the invasion. All of our radio stations down here, and the Mexican ones, you know, they tout this the invasion tactic. You know, just, you know, being a white person, I just feel like, you know, there's a large influx, and, you know, if they're here to pick fruit, it's okay. But if they're here to, you know, to take over the southern part of the country, you know, that's something, you know, a fifth column we need to be concerned about.
I'm going to hang up and let you listen.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you, Paula.
You know, first of all, Eric's talking about the invasion or the Reconquista, you know, the,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's one of the fears that many people in the country are saying, that this country is becoming more and more brown. Usually, whatever circumstances, whoever is being, you know, fruitful and producing is the one that usually is going to, you know, eventually be the majority. And fear is saying that the country is becoming more and more brown because the Latino community is just doing that, being fruitful, and they're growing. The half of the United States was originally Mexico to begin with. You know, the border was, that line was drawn, and Mexicano people were already here in this side of the country because it was originally Mexico. And I think we shouldn't be looking at color. We should be looking at, you know, what the people are doing, how they're working, you know, how they're raising their families, what their values are, instead of looking at color and calling it a reconquest of the earth or the lands of the Americas. And that I think it's true that the country, you know, that soon I would, the Latino community in the United States will probably become the majority because they're young and they are having children and they're producing and their families are large, and if you look at the schools, the percentages are going up year by year. But I think, again, we need to look at that these are human beings. There's no reason to have any fear of the people. And I think the march in Chicago, Illinois, was so important because it was people of all color and all ages. There was people who are United States citizens carrying their American flags that were saying these, the law that was passed in the House and is being threatened to be passed in the Senate is wrong. It's not America. It's not the United States. That's not what we're about. We're not about destroying families. We're about order. And when laws cause disorder and chaos, they need to be changed. And people stood up and they came together. And like I said, in less than 2.5 weeks, it was 500,000 people out there marching on a Friday, on a payday, took a day off, all factories closed, many factories closed, and marched with all their employees. Stores closed, businesses closed, hotels closed, restaurants closed, and they all marched together because this is what we have to do. I mean, we have to send a strong message that this is the United States of America, and we're not going to tolerate that they treat human beings the way they're planning to do so and what they're doing already. Like I said, we have 35 cases that have come forward there's thousands more, but 35 cases of families where one of the parents has already been deported or being
Emma,
deported.
Emma, I'm going to have to stop you here. We're going to a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dale from Houston, please hold on, and we'll get to your call when we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. Hi, it's Deanne, and we're live here, and we're on RBN Live Radio. We're having a lively discussion with Emma Lozano in regards to what's going on with the immigration laws, and we have another caller up, Dale from Houston. Hey, Dale, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Dale. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, ma'am.
What do you have to ask Emma?
I was just calling to say that and ask her how many immigrants is enough. Is America, we're steady importing jobs. We're losing everything here, but we're steady immigrating people. It's gonna come a time when enough is enough. You know, there's nothing racist about that, but it's just like America. We export. President Bush is just getting rid. They selling off everything in this country, and then these people that's getting laid off and everything, they need to work too. You know, I know. And something else I wanted to say, Mexico. The country Mexico, they get a free ride with everything. They push their people off that they don't want, and then they come over here and everybody start complaining about America treating people so bad. What about Mexico? How are they getting away with all this? You know, it burns my heart. It makes me so mad. You know.
Emma, do you want to respond there? Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Well, we have to understand that all third world countries, they have problems. They have economic crisis, different things going on. There's different reasons why people immigrate to the United States. And there is an issue of a question of jobs. You know, right now the United States is one of the biggest nation that takes jobs outside of the country to these third world countries, and then they produce and make their products cheaper because they can do it in Philippines, or they could do it at the maquiladoras in Mexico and pay them $3 a day instead of $8 an hour in the United States. I mean, no one's hands are clean in all of this. And when you say when is enough, I mean, this country is one of the richest countries in the entire world. And we're also talking about United States citizens. For example, you, Dale, if you decided and fell in love with a woman from another country, you should be able to marry that person and live in your country and have your children raise them in this country. The laws are being written and drawn where that is not the case anymore. We're not, you know, things are changing. And it's because there's a fear since 9/11 that terrorists, you know, can come through the borders, and what happened on 9/11 had absolutely nothing to do with the Mexican community, who's already here, who's already serving the coffee at the Starbucks and working at the McDonald's and parking cars and mowing people's lawns and their gardens and just in all sectors. They're already here, part of the culture and the fabric of this nation, and we need to respect that work is being done, and we need to be able to give them the opportunity to have full rights in this country. Remember, no taxation without representation. They should be able to have a pathway to citizenship so that they could vote in this country and have the same rights that you and I do. My father came from Mexico to this country and married my mother, who was from Texas, and had six children. And he put us all through school. We're not criminals. We're not stealing anybody's jobs. We're working hard. We're raising our families. And we're as American as anyone else. And when you say when is enough, well, you know, there's immigrants coming from everywhere. They're really the only people that were originally here in this country were the Native Americans.
So all of us
are immigrants. Either we were brought on slave ships, or we were brought over to work, or just people looking for a better way to make a living and raise their families.
Emma, when is enough? I can't answer that. Emma, I want to stop you here because we have another caller. Oh, he did? Okay. But the whole issue here is the fact that the cycle of what's going on here in the United States is really a deep one. They opened the borders, allegedly, as I said earlier, and allowed the immigration of workers to come in with a very little amount of papers or documents or anything so that they could live here. As you said, the immigration law is that allows them in is that they're here to work only, and once here they work, then they leave and they can't come back. Now, do you have a situation too, like the caller says, that you have the current administration taking all the jobs that we have, and people feel it is all the jobs when you see big corporations moving out, going into European sectors and Middle Eastern areas, and setting up corporations and businesses all over, and leaving people here jobless. So the scare and the fear is the fact that, with people immigrating in from Mexico and people coming in from all over, and the limited amount of jobs that are available, people are very scared and skeptical of what's going on. But see, you don't understand as well that the jobs that these people are coming over to the United States and they're taking are jobs that we don't do. A lot of us don't want to work into, like Emma was talking about, in the field. A lot of us don't want to mow lawns, you know, for a living, or do you know, work in hotels, you know, cleaning up as maids and things. So these jobs, the jobs are not being basically a threat to us, but the thing is that if they are taking these jobs, should they not have our same rights? To drive, to be able to have their family, while having family members separated, and some of them sent back over into Mexico, where their sibling is here in the United States. I mean, how would you feel? How would you feel if that happened to you? And Emma, what do you have to add to that? Oh, okay. You can't reach her? Okay, all right. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Richard. We lost Emma. I don't know what happened. Maybe the line
got caught in the ether.
Huh?
Got caught in the ether.
Okay. What is your question here?
Well, does your guest support criminals?
Does your guest support criminals? In what way?
Well, anyone who comes into this country illegally, by our laws, is a criminal.
Okay.
And what you're saying is support criminal activity.
But the thing is, our president was the one that said it was okay for them to come across the border and work.
Does he have the authority to circumvent the law?
Well, I guess he does. Because
not I guess. Let's get real.
Okay,
Does he have the authority to circumvent the laws of the land?
Well, the reality is this.
He is doing this with executive order and everything else, but what are we doing? If he has that authority, then he is a king, not a president. And we are no longer a land of the law, you know, laws of the land here. But we're under a monarchy.
But you see, the thing is, that's what we're running into, and it's the people themselves that are allowing this. And no other country in the world has had a situation where the government has gone totally out of control, and they have not taken over and basically said, "Okay, this person has to be out of here." We have impeachment laws and we have laws of treason, and not one of them can be evoked because of the power right now that you were talking about. It's similar to monarchy.
Well, again, we don't have laws. You know, we're no longer a land of laws. We're a land of men who want to make decisions and do things as they please.
Indeed, but then again, you were talking about the situation.
Democracy anymore?
There isn't. Can you say it's democracy? There isn't.
Then we're not even a republic.
That's true, too. I'm in agreement with everything you said.
So then we must be a monarch.
Emma?
Yes,
hi. And we lost you here. But you want to repeat your question to her?
Oh, I said basically the question is, do you support criminal activity?
He's saying that people that have come over the border illegally are criminals. So therefore, under our laws, they should be prosecuted and sent back for coming over the borders illegally.
You know, laws are supposed to create order, not chaos, and divide families and cause destruction of families.
But who made the choice to come across the border?
Well,
I didn't make a choice to go to Mexico illegally.
No, you can just cross the border, can't you?
I don't know.
You can go to Mexico anytime you want, can't you?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm not allowed to leave the country.
Why aren't you allowed to leave?
Because I owe child support.
You owe child support?
I can't leave the country.
Well, he has a good point. If you owe child support or you owe any bills, you can be held from having a passport or moving out of the United States. So he's in a court type of situation as well.
Yeah, I think his question was, do I support criminal activity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you?
The laws, when they're flawed, you're going to find that people are not going to follow the laws because they can't. especially if you draw a line between the parents and the children and say you cannot cross it.
Well, again,
and also,
who is making the decisions to come across the border illegally?
The
individual, who is making those decisions?
Excuse me, can I answer your question?
Go ahead.
Can I answer it?
Go ahead.
Okay, the individual makes that decision. And it's not an easy decision to make, especially at this time where it's becoming more and more difficult with the fear that this country, it's risen, the racism in this country has hit an all-time high. But
is it racism, or is it the fact that the country is stepping up to the plate and saying, we want the laws
enforced? It's definitely racism. It's definitely racism. When you are going to, when, you know, they haven't caught a single terrorist, but they've separated families, and I'm talking about families that were in the legal process to becoming permanent residents, married to United States citizens, and they're separating those families.
Now you're in a different category here when you start bringing those folks into the realm.
Those are being punished. Those are the folks that are being punished because of 9/11, who had absolutely nothing to do with terrorist activity.
Well,
and then when you say, do I support criminal activity? For example, you know, like if there's a parent who's a U.S. citizen who's married to someone who is not a U.S. citizen and they separate that family, that law is flawed and needs to be.
Well,
that's
that
why
I
the whole
agree.
Country, the entire country right now is talking about some form of immigration reform.
That I have to
because
agree
they
with
know
you.
That there's a problem and it needs to get fixed. How it's going to get fixed is a whole different story.
Well,
everybody agrees that the law is flawed.
See,
so to talk about whether
here comes
or not
the fundamental question of this whole thing. Is citizenship in the United States voluntary or mandatory?
At this point, who knows?
Well, no.
Right now, there is
an answer to the question.
Citizenship should be whoever pays taxes in this country.
No, it has nothing to do with taxes whatsoever.
Oh, it does?
That wasn't the question. The
taxation
question was,
without representation, you don't remember that part of the Constitution?
Voluntary or mandatory?
Citizenship should be given to every individual
should.
In this country.
No, we're getting into hypothetical. I'm asking a very, very
what is
pointed
your position? Why don't you tell me what you would do about it? Why
about
don't
the
you
immigration
tell me what
issue?
Is your solution?
I can
answer your question.
My
playing with the words
be,
right now.
My position would be that the sheet piling fence ought to start in San Diego and go all the way to Brownsville, Texas.
Why is it that you think there should be a fence built between Mexico
because
and the United States?
Fences make wonderful neighbors.
Pardon me?
Fences make wonderful neighbors.
You definitely have a problem.
And then those who want to come across
rights.
The border
and
at
it,
the
it
proper
seems like
place.
It
fence
a
well,
lot
let, let
deeper.
Let me stop and say something to you. You talk
go
about
ahead.
Child support. Now, you know also that there are laws that your wife, if she is divorced from you, you're separated and you're in one area, and she gets a job in another state, it's almost like immigration. She can't leave the state or go out a certain area because of the fact that she has to have the right to do so through you. Now, if she needs to work, and you decide that she can't, she's held within the borders of that state. So is that right? So you have 100 billion laws on the books, some of them being written in executive order and rule. A lot of them are not correct. All you need is basic law. And you have a president and people in the White House that are using these laws to have workers come in and work in jobs that are, as Emma was saying, slave labor. You have people, working in foreign countries, slave labor all over the place. Now, should you have walls up all over the place in regards to dealing with all these different people that they're allowing in? It's not coming from the people themselves. These people in these countries need jobs. We need jobs.
But we
have a president in the White House with an executive branch that feels that we're not supposed to work and we're supposed to be all slaves at each other's throat. And that is something that's wrong.
Do we
our
not
president
have a responsibility?
Right.
Do we not, as our country, have a responsibility to ourselves to protect ourselves?
We do, but then again, if the president of the United States is not allowing us to protect ourselves, how are we going to protect ourselves?
Well,
we have no protection.
We, the people, need to step up to the plate and stop acquiescing to this kind of administrative horse pucky.
Yeah, but then again, don't we need the people at our borders to support us in this? Mexico is a part of us, but we weren't bad.
They're not
upset
our country.
About immigration for people
of
other countries,
no,
but we were not
no rights
upset.
In this country whatsoever.
None. There isn't. But the
okay,
thing
then.
Is, were you upset when people were coming in droves from Afghanistan and various other countries before all this mess got to the point that it is? They were coming here from Afghanistan,
absolutely.
Getting public aid and
anybody
assistance and housing and everything, and not one word was said, except for when people are in the borders close to our country, then there's a problem.
Isn't that a threat to your neighborhood?
Well, what is it?
When somebody that doesn't belong to your neighborhood comes into your neighborhood?
Well, you know, the thing is, we're dealing with terrorism, according to our president.
Build the fence.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but the terrorist, I mean, if you want to really look for terrorists, you don't have to go that far. You have Timothy McVeigh.
No, go to Washington, D.C.
What are you going
to
do with
him?
Every
day.
Pardon me?
Go to Washington, D.C. You'll find office buildings full of them.
Well, I thank you very much, caller.
Thank you.
I thank you for coming on, Emma.
Thank you.
The end of the program. And,
sure.
Thank
you, Diane.
And
I'd
like to have you back. You're wonderful. You take care, caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. This is the end of our program
Uber
tonight.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Well, we're at the last few minutes of my show, and we got one more listener. We wanted to pull up here, and I think his name's Mike.
That's
Mike?
Right, yeah.
Hi.
Mike from Kentucky.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
All right, yeah. I'm sorry I wouldn't get the response from the guest here, but it's getting a little bit long in the tooth, I think, to try to shame us into with words like racism and things. We're trying to enforce our borders. I know there's Russian mafia that's gotten
everything deported. Is over here. Everything
yeah,
is everything
they,
you
they
can
deported
of.
Israelis. They've deported, you know, undocumented people that overstay their visas all the time. And we hear in the news that they're supposedly tracking flocks of birds, migratory birds with satellites, you know, that supposedly have the bird flu. Why can't we track people sneaking across our border? And I would like for anybody to name a country that was not conquered established by conquering it, the indigenous people. I mean, where in human history has that occurred? Why should we be constantly reminded or shamed of our history? When in human history has a country been established where they didn't have to displace the indigenous people? And there are a lot of Americans that were simply thrown out after being kidnapped off the streets of Europe, either thrown out here or thrown out in Australia, basically economic refugees.
Well, the thing is this, and this is, you know, I don't know if you've seen this movie out called Vendetta. Vendetta.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good movie. We need to look at it.
All
it
right.
Shows exactly what's getting ready to happen, the collapse of the United States. What happened in Rome? What happened in ancient Rome? How did that collapse? You're looking at the same copy of what is going on here in the United States, the collapse of this country, by those men and people that are in power, that use their spots to collaborate their power with their big corporations that they own. And who's the victim? We are. We're sitting here at each other's throats. We're fighting each other about who's coming across the borders and things, but who is allowing this? They are. Why are they allowing this? Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to shift the power around and people around so they can control the base of the people more and control the economic base of the industries and businesses and keep us down. And this is what's going on right now. You're seeing America becoming slaves again. We're all slaves. There's no color, creed, nationality to it. We're all becoming slaves.
Well,
we can't blame one color. We can't blame one race. It's a whole saboodle of us in this huge melting pot that is created by those people that are sitting there in these think tanks, these organizations, and everything else that have these plots and plans of what we're going to be in the millennium. And we have no say-so whatsoever.
Well, not even jobs at McDonald's are safe from outsourcing.
They
claim that they can get 50% less errors in the orders if they take the orders by satellite. When you pull up to the drive-thru or walk up to the counter, they can have some order taker in China or India working for, who knows, you know, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that's what it's become.
So not even those jobs are safe.
Well, I thank you for calling. I hope you enjoyed the show, and
thanks.
I hope you can tune in again. Next week we're going to have Dr. Nick Baggage on. We're going to talk about mind control and HARP, and we're going to have a number of other guests on, you know, that you might not think of. Okay, I can find. So I hope you have a good weekend. Stay tuned for more next week on RBN Live, Late Night with Deanne. Have a nice night. And anyway, if you want to email me, DANNEBURLEY at yahoo.com. Call me at 847-594-1620. If you have a problem, if you have a show idea, give me a jingle. I'm there for you. Good night and peace. Love you all.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.